You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome to another edition of This Was Your Car. Our first contestant is Ann Stripgear. Ann, remember the sound?
Yes, that sound. Make it stop. I can't stand it.
Well, this is what Perfection Auto Works has done for you.
That's my car? I can't believe it.
Now we have Betsy Beamer. We understand you gave up driving because your exhaust sounded like this.
Oh.
Yes.
Not to worry. Perfection Auto Works has transformed your car to sound like this.
I love Perfection Auto Works.
And now we have Peter Fickenberger. Peter, listen to this sound.
Stop it, man. I hate that sound. Stop it.
Look what Perfection Auto Works has done to your car.
I love Perfection Auto Works, man.
You can be the next contestant on This Was Your Car by calling 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Legislative District 9 is now Legislative District 18 in Southern Arizona. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from the district. That fills a vacancy now with Nancy Gutierrez, who has stepped up to take a run for the House seat in the new district. Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to ever run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. She is a school teacher, a mother, a fighter for women's rights. Nancy's an advocate for public education. Nancy Gutierrez supports reasonable gun control laws. I'm John C. Scott. I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House of Representatives. Nancy will be a lawmaker we can all be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person at the right time to serve Southern Arizona. This message is paid for by the committee to elect Nancy Gutierrez to the House of Representatives.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you and good afternoon. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum, the most talked to, talked about, and most listened to political talk show weekends in all of Arizona. Thanks for making that possible. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today, Sam Stone, GOP consultant, GOP candidate for the Phoenix City Council, and strategist across America for the Republican Party. Don Jorgensen will be with us, the former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Then Michael Bryan will be with us to talk about the Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's a very busy day. Glad you could join us here, Sam Stone. Sam, welcome to our show. I'm so glad you could join us. Thank you.
John, thank you so much for having me on.
Two of the most controversial issues over the 50 years I've been a broadcaster are abortion and gun control. And here we are in the middle of a midterm election that could be affected by both of these issues. How significant is the battle of Roe versus Wade and the whole situation with the gun legislation before the Congress now?
Well, both are significant, but they're less significant given the economic turmoil in the country, because at the end of the day, people historically in this cycle is almost certain to be no exception. When they're facing this kind of pain at the pocketbook, when they're facing it at the pump, they focus on that first. That's going to be the deciding factor for a lot of folks, but it will still have an effect, particularly on turnout from the left, which is obviously what Democrats are hoping for in this situation, is to fire up an otherwise apathetic base.
I go all the way back to the Clinton campaign, and it was the economy, stupid, and that's where it is today. It is the economy.
It's always the economy, John. I mean, that really is critical in every election.
You know, I can't pull up to a gas pump without Biden, you know, with the F word and
right.
Anger all over the damn place. You know, I got a quarter of a tank of gas for $20. $20 for a quarter tank of gas. I'm going, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, I've gone from probably $150 of gas just for my travels throughout the city to $400 a month. That's a chunk of money I don't have and won't have for God knows how long, Sam Stone.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. Look, I had the same thing, John. I pulled up and did a $75 fill up on, on about three quarters of a tank. You know, look, we have never seen gas prices anywhere near this. And you're starting to hear a lot of stories of people who are having to make very tough decisions. Every time I've been in a convenience store or gas station, people are coming in. They're not just filling up the pump. They're coming in and putting down $20. When you're walking away with from a $20 bill with 3 gallons, you know, three and change.
Yeah.
My goodness, that's a big deal. And it's starting to get to the point where people are having to make hard decisions about what they will and won't buy and can and can't pay for. That's going to have a huge impact.
You know, I was just talking to a close friend of mine. I want to go visit his relatives in Dallas, which is not that far from here. And he said, I can't do it. Can you tell me? It's going to take me $1,500, $2,000 for this trip to go to Dallas in my car?
No, look, a friend of mine who, you know, struggles financially from time to time called me and asked me if I could help him with a bus ticket. He needed to go back east to see his family. And I actually ended up helping him with a plane ticket because the plane ticket was less than the Greyhound ride.
Wow. And
I mean, that's because airlines lock in their fuel costs usually a couple of years in advance. They pre-purchase, but that's going to start changing soon, too. I mean, this whole thing, the impacts are going to keep propagating and keep getting worse.
I love talking politics with Sam Stone because he knows what he's talking about. Let's talk about Trump and the effects on the midterms here. The former Attorney General of the United States, Barr, said Trump was detached from reality. Well, we knew that going in. But you know what? A lot of people don't give a damn whether he's detached or not. They are Trump supporters, no matter what, detached or not.
Well,
figure it
look,
out.
John,
I don't get it.
Especially now, you have to look at, you know, look what happened before COVID. You had very low gas prices. The economy was booming. You had huge gains for low income earners. You had huge gains for African Americans, for Hispanics, particularly for women. The economy was rolling in a way we have not seen in 30, 40 years. And now it is biting people in a way that they haven't seen in 40 or 50 years. It is hard to look at Donald Trump and not see that comparison too as part of it.
Let's talk about how far down the ticket the effects of a anti-Biden vote would be. And I think it's just, this is going to be a massacre. It really is. I love my Democratic friends, and I consider myself one of them. But I just can't see this turning around. There is too much anger and too much pain. You put those two together, and you're talking about a debacle, perhaps that we've never seen before. I don't want to exaggerate or be a doomsayer, but, you know, gosh.
You're not exaggerating. Look at what happened with Myra Flores. I believe that's Texas 26. Pardon me if I get the district wrong. They have way too many congressional districts, and I'd like to steal one. But, yeah. You know, look, they turned a seat that had been in Democrats' hands for 150 years.
She's a remarkable candidate, though, you have to say.
Yeah, she absolutely.
A great story.
But you're,
yeah.
You're still talking about a plus 13 district that she won by 7%.
Absolutely. It was astounding. Yes.
Yeah. So I think there is serious pain. And Democrats, in many ways, may already be looking, and we're hearing rumblings, they're looking to retrench towards 2024, knowing, okay, Republicans take the House and Senate. This isn't going away. I mean, really, despite almost anything you could do, this is not going to go away in a year. It's not going to go away in a few months. This is going to be years of pain we have ahead of us now. And so, you know, they may now start to look to 2024 and how they can try to pin this on Republicans and flip the tables 2 years down the road.
You know, the last time I heard the word recession in 7-8 of 2000, I lost half of my business and never really got it all back. I don't think a lot of people got it all back. Those were horrible years. I hate that word because I'm going to tell you something. It can destroy you. It can. That's a real fear. That's like a flood that will drown you.
It is. It is absolutely that, John. And here's the thing about it, too. the last couple of recessions that we've hit, whether it was the dot-com bubble bursting, the real estate bubble bursting, there was an easy, you could look to the future and see that within a fairly short period of time, things would begin to recover and get better again. In other words, tech companies would consolidate, the good ones would survive, they would begin to grow again. Likewise, real estate would come back. You know, you have population growth. It's never going to go down really over a long period of time. There were outs for those. This is different. This looks much more like the 70s. And I was born in 75. My first memories come in the late 70s and in the early 80s. And I really remember that as a very gray time in America. I mean, it was a very depressing time for a decade for a lot of people. And we appear to be heading down that exact same road again. That level of pain is going to reverberate across this country for a long, long time.
You know what this may be the death of, and it really is a terrible tragedy, and that is optimism. We've always been a very optimistic country, that it's going to get better, that we're going to solve our domestic problems as well as our foreign policy problems. God knows we will prevail no matter how difficult it is. But, you know, this is at a particular time where people don't see that rainbow. They just don't see it. And you know what? It probably isn't there, is why they don't see it.
It's at least not within sight of anybody. And that's the problem. You know, if you think back to the ad Reagan very famously ran, Morning in America, which is maybe the greatest political ad of all time, he was announcing a shift out of that bleak vision into the vision of positivity, prosperity that is really carried through a 30-plus year period since then. And this is the first time we are getting back to the point where it's going to be very hard to see. It's going to be very hard to see that exit. And that is going to have real-world impacts on huge numbers of people. You're going to have huge numbers of people in poverty, much more than we have had in recent years. You're going to have huge numbers of people that are put in positions. I mean, right now what the Fed is doing in raising rates very aggressively is literally trying to put people out of work. That's design what they're trying to do. And that is going to have enormous impacts. There's going to be a lot of businesses that go under. There is going to be a long-term impact from this. And you're right, a lot of people may not see the end of it.
Let me, before I leave this national issue situation with you, I want to talk about thousands of people really rallied at the National Mall all across the country last Saturday, and a renewed push for gun control measures after the mass shootings in Texas and, of course, Buffalo, New York. Is there going to be anything positive in the Congress out of this? Any bipartisan effort that would make any significant difference, make us feel better about the direction we're headed?
I think the deal they made is going to pass. You know, that they've been talking about, where you have some expansion of red flag laws. You have some.
Is that a good thing? Is that a good thing? Red flag laws?
Not terribly. I mean, I think it's very limited the way it's done. It's a very extrajudicial process. It turns the judicial process on its head, where you're sort of guilty until proven innocent. And I really think it's important that however you do those, that they really try to maintain the judicial processes for people, because these kind of things can be weaponized very easily. But at the same time, look, and I will tell this to all the Democrats out there and to all the people who are looking for gun control. One of the big mistakes they make over and over and over is the people who know absolutely nothing about guns spout off about them and sound like absolute fools to everyone who does. And when you do that, you take away any sort of legitimacy to your argument. If you don't know what you're talking about, then what are you talking about? And I would urge a lot of Democrats, if you're really serious about this, get to know what the issues really are. Get to know how weapons work. You know, when you're sitting there and telling me that a 223 rifle shell does huge damage that a pistol round doesn't do, that's just bunk. You know, I mean, the reason you a lot of people keep 45s and things like that when they're hunting for large animals is that those things, when you're up close, can put something down far faster than a rifle round. There's a lot of issues like that when they talk about them, where they don't know what they're talking about, and that diffuses the moral argument they're trying to make.
Sam Stone, let me take a quick break. We'll come back and conclude this very interesting interview in just a few moments. Stay with me, please. Thank you.
You bet.
From the Perfection.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Are you tired of yelling at the TV when news about politics comes on? I know I am. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's time to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Simply Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. Don't just sit on the couch. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Legislative District 9 is now Legislative District 18. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from the district. To fill the vacancy, Nancy Gutierrez has stepped up to run for the House seat. Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to ever run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. Nancy is a school teacher, a mother, a fighter for women's rights. Nancy is an advocate for public education. Nancy Gutierrez supports reasonable gun control laws. I'm John C. Scott. I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House. Nancy will be a lawmaker we can all be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person at the right time to serve Southern Arizona. This message is paid for by the committee to elect Nancy Gutierrez to the House of Representatives. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me, Sam Stone, GOP consultant and strategist and a candidate for the Phoenix City Council. Sam, a little bit about how far down the ballot this is so-called Republican juggernaut may go, if there is such a thing, and it does appear to be such a thing. How far down will it go? I mean, will it affect some of these legislative races and all the way through the Congress and the Senate? There's no question it'll have an effect on all these races across the country.
Yeah, absolutely, John. It's going to have an effect on all these races. And, you know, I mean, a lot of it today, I tell people all the time, there really aren't very many swing voters in this country. What you have is turnout. It's a question of who's going to turn out more. And there may be a big shift happening and appears to be happening with Hispanics. And if that carries, that's a much longer term trend. But for this cycle, what you're seeing is that Republicans and independents are very angry, very energized. And Democrats are feeling, you know, defensive and down, and that generally reflects in the turnout, and that will go up and down the ballot. Local races may be a little bit exempt where they're nonpartisan and there's no R or D next to them, in large part because people often just don't know anything about those races. But everything else is going to have this effect carry through every line of the ballot.
Let's talk about the U.S. Senate, if you don't mind, very quickly. We have about 3-4 minutes left in this segment. Nevada, that looks more positive for Republicans than it did before the primary. Arizona, Mark Kelly seemed to have an advantage over all of these people that are seeking the Republican GOP nomination. But it could turn, obviously. Georgia, Texas. Tell me what states are going to determine the Senate control come November. Sam.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Got cut off. Don't know what happened.
Okay. Here's the deal. I was asking the Senate races that will determine who controls the upper chamber after November.
Senate's going to go Republican. I mean, I think that very strongly. Maybe only by a couple of seats, but it's going to turn Republican. The House is going to be a much bigger shift.
Give me the key states that will play. It looks like Nevada looks more Republican than it did just a few days ago, and maybe Georgia. Who knows? I don't know about Georgia. It's
Nevada, Georgia,
Arizona. Yeah.
Those are the biggies.
All right, how much trouble is Mark Kelly in Arizona? It looks closer than it would have been, obviously, with what's been happening in our country.
I think he's in a lot of trouble. I mean, Mark Kelly's problem is that he's never really established his own brand beyond just being the, you know, ex-military astronaut, right? I mean, everything else, his voting record, he's very bland. He's sort of quiet. Blake Masters, who I believe now almost certainly will win the primary, represents a very dynamic contrast to Mark Kelly.
But this guy's a nutcase, honest to God. You just can't tell me.
No. He is a very, very smart man. And he talks about things in a way people are not used to hearing in politics. But that is a positive these days. People are tired, left and right, of politicians who sound like politicians, because those are the people who have failed and not gotten it done. Blake Masters is the most dangerous person in that field for Mark Kelly, and him being elevated by Trump and almost certainly winning that primary puts Kelly in a very difficult position.
I want to see the debate between these two. I really do. Masters has just failed to impress me at all. I find him slightly, you talk about unstable, I guess we're going to have to see here.
But this is a guy I've known since he was a little kid.
You're kidding me.
No.
Was he a bully on the schoolyard? Did he beat you and others up?
Well, I was 10 years older than him.
So you beat him up. All right.
He's pretty much going to have to go the other way around. But no, I mean, he's my best friend's, his best friend was my best friend's little brother. So I knew him from there.
All right.
He's tough.
30 seconds. That qualifies him, I guess, for a race that's going to be his, you believe, right?
I don't necessarily think it's going to be his, but I think he is the most likely to take out Mark Kelly.
Sam Stone, it is always great talking with you. I always learn so much from you. Thanks so much for being with us. Very quickly, people want to help you with the city council race in Phoenix. Tell me what they do. 30 seconds. Well, 15,
actually. Go to samstone.vote.
Okay, that's it. That's pretty simple.
That's it.
We can figure that one out. Thank you, and have a great weekend. Thanks for sharing part of yours with us. We appreciate it very much.
John.
Thank you. Well, from the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. We'll go to the other side of the coin. Don Jorgensen, one of the most impressive Democrats in America, former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County, will be my guest next.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. I think advertising ought to be stunning and get your attention with sound effects, car chases, gunfire, explosions, intersecting plot lines, multiple ideas, and what's that all got to do with Perfection Auto Works? Well, nothing really. In fact, it's kind of quiet here, absent the ratchet or our ringing phone. We do the planned maintenance on your car, such as brakes, hoses, tires, alignment, air conditioning, and all other things automotive. Just like our jam-packed radio commercials, our auto service gives you 100% satisfaction. From brakes, belts, and even our free 26-point inspection, call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. When they Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County, a lot of people was thinking, if they were listening to the last half hour, it's just doom and gloom for Democrats in 2022. How much gloom, how much doom do you foresee in this coming election, Don Jorgensen?
Not as much as your previous guest. He's been around a long time, and I respect him, but that was the Republican Party line and the Republican agenda from now through November is to block any progress and then complain that there's no progress. That's what's happening. It's almost the argument they're trying to get voters to believe is that the Democrats, because they haven't cleaned up the horrific mess that the Republicans made under Trump fast enough, that they should elect more Republicans. The whole talk I heard about how great the economy was under Trump just flat wasn't true. There was $7 trillion in new debt rung up and 2.6 million jobs lost during Trump. So this idea that it was a great economy, well, it was just bogus. And then again, because of the near criminal missteps when the pandemic hit, even more was lost and dug a bigger hole. And of course, all that contributed to what happened when Biden came in. He got his American Rescue Plan in place and got the economy jump-started, and there was such a hole that it came out of it just like a rocket, and then so we have the inflation. Now, politics is perception, and most folks aren't looking at all the positive sides of the economy because all they're hearing about on the news almost 24 hours a day is the prices at the gas pump and the prices at the cash register at the supermarket. I get that. Democrats get that. The challenge for Democrats is to get the message, a message of reality out there, that the fact is Democrats, even in Congress, are doing everything they can to help the middle class, help the American people. Republicans are blocking every one of those actions, from stopping price gouging. There was a bill in the House making it illegal for gas companies to price gouge American consumers. Republicans blocked it, voted against it. As you recall, not long ago, there was a bill to provide the funding to help fix the baby formula shortage. Republicans voted against it. And yet what happened? Biden went out. He went to other countries. He spent millions that he had control over to fix that problem. But you don't hear about that now. So anything the Democrats are doing to repair the economy, to help the middle class, the Republicans are blocking and then complaining that nothing's being done. So what Democrats do have to do is stop buying into that false narrative and kind of bring folks back to reality, that if they want progress to continue and their lives continue to get better, the economy to straighten out, you've got to get more Democrats in there, not more Republicans. But that messaging is the challenge.
You know, President Biden, I think it was Thursday this last week, talked to the American people. He said, we're really, really down after a tough couple of years with the coronavirus pandemic, the volatility of the economy, and now the surge in gas prices, which, of course, are slamming the family budget. But he stressed that the recession is not inevitable. He held out hope, giving the country a greater sense of confidence. He's speaking to the Associated Press. It was a 30-minute Oval Office interview. The president emphasized the battered economy is inherited, and he's doing everything he can to deal with it. And it does not necessarily mean that we're headed into that recession. It is not inevitable. That is some good news. Hopefully he is correct about that. These are difficult times. You know, here is a decent man, an honest man, in contrast to a fraud, a charlatan, who we had as president of the United States for 4 years. I can't even believe that there's still a significant number of Americans that would follow him anywhere, anytime, as a liar and a cheat in so many different ways of his life. But he's still in the game, don't you think? Trump is a factor in these 2022 elections, do you think, Don Jorgensen?
Oh, absolutely. When you have an autocratic cult leader, that means that folks have bought into whatever he says and will ignore any evidence to the contrary. You're continuing to see that. Just last week, for one example, the whole story came out about the fact that Trump raised $250 million for a fraudulent fund, to stop the steal kind of fund. It didn't exist. Basically, that was fraud. He took all those folks' money under false pretenses. They interviewed some Trump cultists, supporters, who said, and I'm almost quoting, that one person said, I don't care, I'll vote for him again.
Well,
logic and facts don't appeal to these folks. And the challenge for Democrats is to not worry about those people at all. Your previous guest did have one thing right. And he said, this is going to be all about turnout. It's not going to be about changing minds of Republicans or even independents. Most independents already lean one way or the other. It's about getting the message out the strongest and turning out the vote. The one thing that Democrats have going for them, unfortunately but true, is there is a lot of anger about Roe v. Wade. There is a lot of anger about what's happening with the massacres in our schools and supermarkets across the country, and wanting gun reform that Republicans are still blocking. And that anger will motivate Democrats to come out. But there needs to be a stronger, more positive message. And even though Joe Biden was right the other day when he came out on his press conference, he's not necessarily the best spokesperson, or certainly he alone will not be effective enough in getting that message out. You need Democrats to get that message out every single day on every news channel they can get to.
By the way, members of the House Committee investigating that Capitol riot, as we all watched, mesmerized by what we saw, even though we had remembered a video of it in the past, have uncovered, they say, enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider an unprecedented criminal indictment against the former President Donald Trump for seeking to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Lock him up should be the the words we should hear from the crowd. We don't hear that, though. We did hear it against Hillary Clinton. But, you know, I mean, the idea that even there is a suggestion that there is enough evidence to put a former president in jail for what happened, you know, and a Banyan coming down here to Green Valley and taking people's money, hard-earned money, for a wall that was never going to be built with private dollars. Of course, he now lives in one of our satellite cities of Rural Valley, and he's still asking for money for himself, not for any other cause. I mean, it may be another cause he's asking for, but the money would go in his pocket. What an insane series of events that has happened with Trump and his minions. Really, it just amazes me. It really does. It's just astounding.
It is, and you've really hit on two circumstances that could act against Democrats' enthusiasm in coming out in November. And that is, as great as this select committee has been with the public hearings, and I have been tremendously impressed, whoever organized that day by day and decided how to make the presentations. Remember, all the testimony is coming from Trump loyalists or Republicans. That's tremendous. Whoever's done that ought to be doing the campaigns for Democrats, because they're getting the message out there loud and clear. But the two issues that bother Democrats, number one, they all say this should have happened 6 months ago, and it's dragging on now. And second, the referral of all of this to the Justice Department so far has resulted in nothing in terms of high-profile action. You're right. There's ample evidence for Trump to be indicted for criminal acts. And even now we have the indictments of Bannon and Peter Navarro, and no trials yet. Those have been delayed. The trials that may occur, or the indictments against other high-profile people and the Proud Boys and the Oath Keeper terrorist groups. Merrick Garland is just not getting the job done on behalf of the American people, let alone the Democrats. And so there's a lot of dissatisfaction that all of these public hearings, as great as they are in reminding people that this was an attack on the United States by right-wing extremists, may result in too little too late.
And you know, but
that could also be a disaster for the midterms.
What should be important, too, here is these local races where you have legislators running and you see that the Republican majority of the state House of Representatives, as well as the state Senate, all controlled by the GOP, are working almost overtime to make it much more difficult for people to vote, taking away money from public schools and putting it into private schools 4 years after voters rejected a similar plan. You got all lawmakers from the Republican Party pushing ahead for a plan to let about 1.1 million students in Arizona public schools get vouchers to attend private or parochial schools. You're robbing from public schools and public education, which is the foundation of this country. And then you turn around and you watch what the Republicans are doing to make it almost impossible for some people who have voted legally and righteously, and take that opportunity for them to vote again in the same way away from them. Because they know that the fewer the people vote, the less likely Republicans can get elected. But you just watch that every single day. I mean, it is shameful what we have seen from this Arizona legislature. I was a member of it at one time. I must tell you, I'm ashamed of it, almost.
Well, and you have good reason to be. You know, in the future, when there's courses taught about gerrymandering, Arizona ought to be the first case, because the result of the Republican gerrymandering and the shenanigans that went on with the Independent Redistricting Committee this past year has resulted in so many safe districts for Republicans. They're pretty much guaranteed to keep control of the legislature. What that means is they are, as they are now, and will continue to completely ignore the will of the Arizona voters. which is what they're happening right now. You mentioned the vouchers. Well, there was, as you know, a proposition not long ago where the voters wanted to throw out vouchers. And they've said that again, that they oppose vouchers. And it's a clear majority, I think almost 65%, oppose them. They want funding for school. And yet Arizona, as you say, is still at the bottom. They can't fill teacher vacancies. They have the lowest ranked public schools. And the Republicans' answer to that is take money away from them rather than to give them what you need. And now in the current legislature, they're basically setting up an extortion scheme to say, if you don't give us the vouchers, you will get nothing. They won't provide the funding, and they'll kill it even if an initiative is brought back onto the ballot again. So they're completely ignoring the will of the people. They're ignoring the future of our Arizona education system, only to focus on tax cuts again for the rich.
Well, it's going to be an uphill battle to try to even come as close as we are at the moment, with just one seat away from majority in the House, and then obviously in a situation with the Senate. I just see another, God knows, a couple of years, could be a decade of time that Republicans will continue to control this legislature, and that's bad news for anybody that wants a change in Arizona. Don Jorgensen, thanks so much for being with us. We truly appreciate it, and we'll talk again very soon. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, John.
This is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture. Together, they've brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who is responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here's Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hi, Larry. Welcome to our show. Thanks for being with us. Appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, John. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
Just wanted to update your listeners about what's going on at Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Good.
Which you can find at thedgt.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson. And on Monday, we've got a terrific...
Wait a minute, we just lost...
Includes,
oh, go ahead. Okay.
Democratic strategist Rachel Bitticoffer, and she is going to talk about how Democrats need to be more assertive.
No, we don't need them. We don't need them.
John?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry.
Mike was calling. Go ahead. Let's talk. I apologize for interrupting you there. We had two or three calls in the middle of this. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on Monday, Democrats Greater Tucson. We'll start all over again. Thank you so much.
Well, we have a terrific speaker coming up on Monday at Democrats of Greater Tucson. It's on Zoom, so anybody can attend. You just find the listing at thedgt.org. And we are presenting Democratic strategist Rachel Bitticoffer. She has launched a liberal super PAC named Strike PAC, which she calls a war machine for the left. So all good Democratic liberals are going to want to tune into this. And she argues that instead of ideology, Democrats should lean into being true Democrats and abandon the preference of Democrats just to nominate, unobtrusive candidates. And she's going to have some powerful things to say. So I highly encourage all Democrats to go to thedgt.com. It's noon on Monday. It's always on noon on Monday, John.
You know, it's amazing the quality of people that you have attending that whole gathering. And one of the great things about it is no matter who you are and no matter where you are, as long as you're hooked in on the Internet with your guest, you can ask them questions. It's interactive. You can be a part of the show that you're watching. And that makes it a huge opportunity for people to be even more informed with their own questions. And I love that about the way that the Democrats of Greater Tucson is now operating. And it's really enlightening.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity for people to find out about the Democratic candidates running for office. You know, just in the last few weeks, we've had school teacher Nathan Davis. He's running for the state house. We've had State Representative Andres Cano, and we've had Kirsten Engel, who is running for Congress in Tucson's CD6. And, you know, when would you get a chance to walk up to Kirsten Engel and ask her a question? You know, like, what is your opinion about climate change? What is your opinion about reproductive rights? What is your opinion about gun safety? And you can ask all those questions and get a straight answer. So I highly recommend just tuning in, write your question down first so you're all prepared, and then ask away. It's an interactive two-way street. So that's why DGT is so much fun.
And the spirit of fun, you also gather live and in person with all the folks that can gather on an evening where they can get to know each other and talk with each other about things that they're concerned about. And that's a great opportunity, too. So let's talk about the live event that takes place regularly by the Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Well, the live event is every Monday at noon. As I mentioned, we're going to have Rachel Bitticoff for this Monday. And then on June 23rd, we're going to have a program called Women's Rights Under Threat. And that's going to include attorney and activist Diane Post. That'll be well worth watching because everybody's on, you know, hanging by their fingernails to find out when the Supreme Court is going to take away Roe versus Wade. And then on the 27th, we're going to have Consuelo Hernandez, who is running for the Arizona House in state LD21. And you're, of course, familiar with the rivalry between the Grijalvas and the Hernandez family.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity to hear from the Hernandez family.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
And it's all good, John. You know, everybody's working together in the Democratic Party. And this is the website, the Zoom program to go to be informed. If you're going to vote, if you're going to be a voter, you need to go to thedgt.org to see all these candidates.
And you're meeting together live and in person at Brother whatever it is, John's on Spoon.
Oh, yeah. Brother John's Barbecue, beer, bourbon, and barbecue, they call it. And once a month, we have a program called Drinking Democratically, where all Democrats and people who are interested in meeting Democrats can go. It's usually from 4 to 6 p.m. We just had one last week, and we got a nice crowd, and it's just a wonderful place to talk to people of like mind. And we had two or three candidates there. There were petitions to sign, and everybody had a lot of fun. Everybody had something to drink and something to eat, and that's a lot of what we're all about, is having a good time while we're doing the work.
Well, you know, a lot of this show is a little bit of doom and gloom about Republicans perhaps more energized than Democrats, because obviously Biden's approval rating is quite low. There's no question about that. He's not as popular as anyone would want him to be if you're a Democrat. But you have an opportunity now to suggest that there are issues that should motivate you if you're a Democrat to get to the polls, whether it be on the abortion issue, whether it be on guns, whether it be on the incredible corruption of the Trump administration, part two. So there's a lot of reasons for Democrats to be energized in 2022.
Well, and I can give you a view from the inside, John, that the Democrats are extremely energized, and what you read in the paper is not quite true. And, you know, we're already doing canvasses, we're organized, we're active. And I'm kind of can't wait for July 4th, because that's the day when Trump says he's going to announce he's running for president. And that is just going to get the Democrats out in just a flood of activity, because nobody wants to have that criminal, that incompetent, narcissistic criminal reelected to office. So you're going to see lots of action from the Democrats.
Well, Larry Beaudoin, thanks for being with us. Good luck with this great week for Democrats. Appreciate you being on the show. Thank you so much.
You bet, John. Take care.
You bet. The proceeding a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Thanks to Larry Beaudoin, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. I want to thank you for being a part of our show today and remind you that Legislative District 9 is now Legislative District 18. Two longtime lawmakers have retired from that district. To fill the vacancy, Nancy Gutierrez has stepped in to run for this House seat, and Nancy Gutierrez is one of the most qualified candidates to run for the legislature from Southern Arizona. Nancy's a school teacher, a mother, a fighter for women's rights. Nancy is an advocate for public education, and Nancy is a supporter of reasonable gun control laws in America. I'm John C. Scott, and I ask you to vote for Nancy Gutierrez for the State House of Representatives. She'll make a lawmaker we can be proud of. Nancy Gutierrez is the right person for the right time to serve in the Southern Arizona Legislature. This message is paid for by the committee to elect Nancy Gutierrez to the House of Representatives.
September 1964.
The one and only Beatles!
Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars.
You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.